This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 8th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Armed Haitian gang members shot and killed Pastor Jean-Philippe Quittant and his wife Erna during a home invasion recently. The missionary couple was building a church and a school in Haiti and providing resources for the poor. The family is, quote, asking for prayers during this hard time and desperately working on ways to bring both of their bodies home to Florida, end quote, for a proper burial. You can send support to the family through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Swedish and Norwegian institutions began naming Nobel Prize laureates this week. On Monday, scientists Harvey Alter, Michael Houghton, and Charles Rice received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for discovering the hepatitis C virus. The discovery made blood tests and new medicine possible that saved millions of lives. On Tuesday, Roger Penrose, Reinhard Genzel, and Andrea Ghez received the Nobel Prize in Physics for their discoveries about how black holes are formed and their impact on our galaxy. And yesterday, Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna received the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for their development of CRISPR-Cas9, a DNA editing tool that has enabled new cancer therapies. More prizes in literature, economics, and peace will be announced this week. During Monday's NBC town hall, former Vice President Joe Biden said he would make Roe v. Wade the law of the land as president. He said that after being asked what he would do if Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett joined the court and overturned the abortion ruling.
Number one, we don't know exactly what she will do, although the expectation is that she may very well move to overrule Roe. But the only responsible response to that would be to pass legislation making Roe the law of the land. That's what I would do.
In response, President Donald Trump tweeted his condemnation of Biden's abortion support, saying, quote, Biden and Democrats just clarified the fact that they are fully in favor of very late-term abortion, right up until the time of birth and beyond, which would be execution, end quote. Proverbs 6, verse 17 says that among the things the Lord hates are a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A federal court judge ruled Monday that the state of New York cannot shut down an adoption agency for their Christian practices. New Hope Family Services only places children in homes with a married father and mother. U.S. District Court Judge May D'Agostino wrote New York's actions against New Hope, quote, demonstrates some animosity toward particular religious beliefs, end quote. Last Friday, Michigan's Supreme Court ruled 4-3 against the use of extended emergency powers by Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The governor used the state of emergency to mandate coronavirus restrictions for the past 5 months. And on Sunday, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said she will no longer enforce Whitmer's lockdown restrictions. A survey by Arizona Christian University found that Christians across denominations in America are conforming to a secular worldview. 52% of evangelicals reject absolute moral truth, and 75% believe that people are basically good. The survey found that Catholics, Pentecostals, and Charismatics are increasingly secular, while mainline Protestants are the most secular of all. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And finally, members of New Faith Christian Church in Atlanta, Georgia, raised over $12,000 for a pregnant Waffle House waitress trying to make ends meet. Pastor Eusebio Phelps met the waitress, Hannah Hill, while ordering food recently and found out she was 8 months pregnant with a boy named Samuel. This touched Phelps, who had lost his son named Samuel 7 years ago. Phelps tipped Hannah $40 and then spread the word to raise $1,000 for her and her son. It quickly turned into $12,000. Hannah said she wants to get back into church now, and Phelps told WXIA-TV that he and his church love to serve their community like this.
In order to really be a Christian, you should make Christ visible. And in order to make Christ visible, you got to show the love of God to people that you come in contact with.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 8th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.